If you have, did you have chickens?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have turkeys?
No, I just raised turkeys.
Do you have a general term for all those birds together?
Fowls.
All right. What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Sitting.
Okay. The place where chickens live?
Chicken house.
All right. What did your chicken house look like?
Well, it was just a kind of a room similar to this here with a, on one side that rows of boxes and nests for them, and then on this side over here was the poles and all they roosted on.
I see. And it was sheltered?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And they had a hole in the wall that they'd go in and out. That you could, say, if you want to leave your hens, especially laying hens, you want to leave them in the house till 10, 11 o'clock the next day to let them lay before they went outside. You just stop up that hole till whatever time you want to let them outside.
Okay. Now, when you eat a chicken, what do you call the part that you pull on?
Bully bone.
All right. And did you have a name for the larger piece?
Well, the breast.
Oh, I mean the larger piece of the bone after you broke it.
No.
Well, which part? What does each part mean, the large part and the small part? Why did you break it to begin with?
Which one's going to get married first?
Is that what it was?
Which one was going to get married first?
Okay, and which one was it, the large one or the small one?
I believe it was a small one.
We get married first?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah.
All right. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, the liver, the heart, gizzard, all together?
Entrails.
Ever heard that called harslet?
That comes out of a hog.
Oh, okay. What about the...
No, that harslet that you're talking about, now that's the liver, the lights.
The what?
The liver and the lights, with the lights, that's your lungs.
Oh, okay.
And the heart.
Now, what do you call the intestines of a hog? What's that called?
Well, after they're dressed and cleaned up, they're called chitlins.
Mm-hmm, right. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's... Do you have a term for that?
Uh-uh.
Would you say... Well, which would you probably say, feeding time or chore time?
Feeding time.
Okay. Or how about fodder time? Would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. How did you used to call the cows?
Well, in fact, I never did call the cows.
Oh, you didn't? Did your father?
No.
You didn't have to call them.
Because, see, we kept our cows in the pasture, and all we had to go down to the below the hill down at what we call the gap, and let them in.
Oh.
Let the gap down, and then they was anxious to get to the house.
Oh, then you didn't have to talk them into
no,
it.
No, sir.
Okay. Well, do you know any cow calls from?
Mm-mm.
All right. How about calling a calf?
Mm-mm.
How about? All right, when you're driving mules or horses, what would you say to make them go left?
Get up.
Left?
Haw.
And right?
G.
Okay. Did you ever have to call your horses in from the pasture?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What would you say to stop a horse?
Whoa.
How about backing him into a buggy?
Well, I just put back on the reins and then...
You didn't have to...
Back up.
Back up, you'd say?
Back up.
All right. Now, you must have called hogs. Did you call hogs?
No, because we kept our hogs all fenced up.
Oh, okay. Have you ever heard any pig calls or hog calls?
Well, I've heard them on TV. I've heard them is about all.
Okay. And you didn't have sheep, right?
Huh?
Did you have sheep?
No.
So you don't know any sheep calls?
No.
All right, how about your chickens? What would you say to them?
Well, I'll tell you, we never did have to call in chickens either.
Really?
No.
You didn't have to call them to feeding time?
No, sir.
They were always right around, huh?
They was always right there.
Okay.
In fact, it whenever you was out, when you was out, when it come time to feed, everything you'd eat was there.
Okay. All right, if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to...
Hitch up the team.
All right. How about harness?
Well, harness, that includes you hitching up.
Okay.
Hitching up is putting the harness on and then putting them to the wagon or the buggy or whichever one he's going to use.
Okay. When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
Lines.
All right. How about when you're plowing?
Well, now, you had regular plow lines that you used, but when I was plowing, I never did use any lines.
What did you use?
Nothing, because the big old yellow horse that I plowed, you didn't need any with him. He'd just do whatever you told him to.
Really? That's nice. What was his name?
Prince. And another thing, if somebody got a hold of him and put a set of plow lines on him and happened to tap him with that line, buddy, he'd walk you to death.
Really? He was a good horse, huh?
He sure was. I've had him a number of years.
All right, if you were riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
Reins.
Okay. What do you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
If you have two horses, the one on the left is called...
You mean as a team?
Yeah, if you have a team. And the one who walks in the furrow, what's he called?
You got me there.
Have you ever heard him called the lead horse?
No, the lead. That's different from the lead horse.
Oh,
now.
What's that then?
I thought maybe that's what she was getting to. That your lead horse, it don't make any difference where he walks. He's always the right hand.